KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:06, we have cloudy skies, and it's currently 59 degrees. We look for mostly cloudy skies with showers and some scattered thunderstorms this morning. A high today around 62. Winds north at 10 to 20 miles per hour. At last check, we picked up 3/100ths of an inch of precipitation over the 24-hour period that ended today at 7 a.m. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In area news, the Creston Police Department reports six recent arrests. At around 3:40 a.m. on Monday, today, 29-year-old Casey Welcher of Apton was arrested in Creston for interference with official acts. He was being held at the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. Sunday evening, 44-year-old Travis Wombold of Creston was arrested for driving while barred. His bond was set at $2,000. Sunday afternoon, 30-year-old Devin Keller of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for simple domestic assault. He was being held pending a bond hearing. At around noon on Sunday, 25-year-old Jacob J. Davis of Cromwell was arrested in Creston on a Madison County warrant for failure to appear on original charges of OWI second offense and possession of a controlled substance second offense. He was turned over to Madison County deputies. Early Sunday morning, 31-year-old William A. Bethke IV of Creston was arrested in Creston for public intox, and he was later released on a $300 bond. Friday afternoon, 38-year-old Luke Mullen of Des Moines was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for theft in the second degree. Mullen was being held on a $5,000 bond, plus an additional hold on a warrant issued out of Pueblo County, Colorado. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office reports six arrests over the past few weeks. Most recently, on April 28, 31-year-old Paul Maxwell Eli of Chicago, Illinois, was taken into custody by the Will County, Illinois Sheriff's Office on an active warrant out of Shelby County and active warrants out of Pottawatomie County. Eli was transferred to the Will County Sheriff's Office after signing a waiver of extradition to cross state lines. Officials say he has an active warrant for two counts of burglary and a third, and is currently being held under a $5,000 cash or surety bond. He also has active hold with no bond pending appearance in Pottawatomie County Court for theft in the second and child endangerment charges. On April 26, 35-year-old Peyton Thomas Watsky of Audubon was arrested on an active warrant for violation of probation out of Shelby County. Watsky was transported to the jail and held under bond pending court appearance, and then was released a few days later upon agreement between the courts, probation, and the defendant. On the 25th, 30-year-old Cole Jacob Benton of Hamlin was arrested following a traffic stop in Shelby along Highway 44 near Jacksonville. Upon further investigation, it was determined that Benton's driving privileges are currently barred out of the state of Iowa. Benton was transported to the jail and charged with driving while barred and issued citations for speed and no insurance. He was released a short time later after posting the surety bond. On the 21st, 31-year-old Cody Emmett Lister of Omaha was taken into custody for pending jail time as ordered by the 4th Judicial Drug Court. Lister, who was found to be in violation of rules regarding the program, will have an appearance with the courts coming up on May the 5th and currently is being held in the jail without bond. And there were two arrests on April 18th in Shelby County. 28-year-old Jose Cruz Gutierrez Villanueva from Denison was taken into custody following a traffic stop along Highway 37 in Shelby County. Gutierrez Villanueva was charged with driving while he was transported to the jail without incident and held under bond. And 46-year-old Michael Joseph Stessman of Defiance was arrested on an active warrant out of Shelby County following a traffic stop in Defiance. Stessman had been charged with operating while intoxicated from previous investigation pending test results. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail and released under bond a short time later. Police in Red Oak arrested two men at a bar early Sunday morning. Officers were called at around 2 a.m. to the Tap Bar in the 400 block of East Reed Street for a reported fight. Upon their arrival and further investigation, officers arrested 29-year-old Cameron Allen Crisman and 24-year-old Kyle Andrew Nicholson on charges of disorderly conduct by fighting, a civil misdemeanor. The men were transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond each. Sheriff's deputies were assisted at the scene by personnel with the Red Oak Fire Department. The Shenandoah Police Department reported that a man was arrested early Saturday morning following a report of a suspicious person pushing a shopping cart and knocking on a house door. The call from a residence in the 900 block of West Valley came in around 3:45 a.m. Officers say the subject was located in the 500 block of West Clarinda Avenue about 30 minutes later. And after being questioned, 27-year-old Colton Frank Cedarburg of Council Bluffs was arrested for public intoxication, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of a controlled substance, second offense, methamphetamine. Cedarburg was unable to post a $3,600 bond and was transported to the Page County Jail. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report the arrest Saturday afternoon of 21-year-old Austin Dallas Houston from Bellevue, Nebraska. He was taken into custody following a traffic stop for speeding 78 in the 55 zone. Houston was also charged with failure to yield to an emergency vehicle and driving while license revoked. He later posted bond and was released. Well, April wrapped up on a very dry note Friday, and the state's drought conditions are worsening in some areas. Here in Atlantic at the KJAN studios, we received just 45 hundredths of an inch of rain during the month of April, which was nearly 3 inches below normal. State climatologist Justin Glisson said the latest drought map from the U.S. Drought Monitor has a new D1 area of moderate drought that's appeared in northeast Iowa. Also, the vast majority of the state is now considered to be abnormally dry, which Glisson said is something of a warning. He said that we've had a significant expansion of that D0 or abnormally dry category. As a reminder, that's not a drought, but it is sentinel for us to recognize that we are seeing drier than normal conditions, giving precipitation deficits throughout Lake Spring. The map showed a northwestern area of the state continues to be the driest as well, where there's a D2 severe drought region. And Glisson says now we haven't seen any recent degradation as we have had precipitation fall, sometimes at timely levels, but we're still keeping a close eye on that northwest corner, given the longer-term precipitation deficits that we see there. Forecasters say turning the calendar into May may bring a change in the drought conditions. And Glisson said if we look at the short-term outlooks, getting into the beginning of May, we do see elevated signals for wetter than normal conditions. And if we look in the initial May outlook again, we do see an elevated signal for wetter conditions. And on the plus side, in recent weeks, there was a large patch of D3 or extreme drought covering several northwest Iowa counties, which is just below the worst category, D4, for exceptional drought. And this latest map shows no D3 in Iowa at all. That's a check of our news here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.